Now, boys and girls, I want to tell you something more about what happened when the children of Israel came to the mountain of Sinai, and when God, you remember, began to speak to them there and to tell them some of the things that he wanted them to know and some of the things that he wanted them to do. Now, you remember one of the great things that he did was he gave them his law, his rules. We call many of those the Ten Commandments. And at the mountain of Sinai then, God gave the children of Israel the Ten Commandments, telling them how they should live in order to please him. Then he told them about those feasts, those holidays, you remember, that they were to celebrate in the year, and remember his goodness towards them in bringing them out of the land of Egypt. And then last week we saw how he told them how to build a house, what we would call a church today, the tabernacle it was called in the wilderness, that great big tent where they were to worship God and where God promised that he would meet with them. And then you remember also we spoke about some of the things that God told the children of Israel to make and to put inside that tent, that tabernacle. We've got a pulpit in our house, we've got pews and so on, but they had many, many strange things, you remember, in the tabernacle, in the house of God, in the wilderness. And all of those things, of course, really were pictures of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we saw last time. Now, God not only told the children of Israel about certain things that they were to have in the tabernacle, but he told them also about certain people that were to be in the tabernacle as well. These people were to work in the tabernacle, and they were to do what God told them to do. Now, these people were called priests. They were ministers of God. They were to do the things that God told them to do in the tabernacle. And there was one especially, he was called the high priest. And the very first high priest in Israel was Aaron, who was the brother of Moses. And in the tabernacle, in the house of God in the wilderness, the priests were to do many, many duties to God and to the glory of God and to the good of the children of Israel. Now, one day in particular, they were to do something really outstanding. It was called the Day of Atonement. Now, try and remember these names. The Day of Atonement. And that was the day when God would forgive Israel for all their sins. And what happened on that day was this: the high priest, he was to take an animal to make a sacrifice with it. And when he slew the animal and made the sacrifice of it on the great big altar that was in the courtyard of the tabernacle, then he was to bring the blood in a basin. And he was to come right into the holiest part of the tabernacle of all, which was called the Holiest of Holies. And there in the Holiest of Holies, he was to take the blood and he was to sprinkle it on the mercy seat before God. And then God forgave the children of Israel the sins that they had committed all of that year as a nation. And so the great thing that the high priest did was this: he made that sacrifice, he brought it in before God on behalf of the children of Israel, for the good of the children of Israel, and there he sprinkled the blood, and he spoke to God for the children of Israel, and God forgave them for all their sins. So you have the tabernacle in the wilderness, you've all those pieces of furniture, all those strange things, but people. And one of the great persons that you have is the high priest. Now, listen very carefully. Our Lord Jesus Christ, says the Bible, is our great high priest. Now, you'll know this, and I'm going to repeat it for you. You know what the Catechism says? Because you have it in the Sunday school, and I've checked up, and I know that you've already done this question and this answer. Question: how does Christ execute the office of a priest? How is Christ like a priest in the Old Testament? And the answer, you think it over in your mind as I'm saying it. Christ executes the office of a priest in his once offering up of himself a sacrifice to satisfy divine justice and reconcile us to God, and in making continual intercession for us. You know those words? Now here's what they mean. Just as that priest offered a sacrifice to God for the children of Israel, our Lord Jesus Christ, as our priest, offered a sacrifice to God so that we could be forgiven for our sins. The sacrifice is himself. How is Jesus like a priest? Just as the old priest offered a sacrifice to God to forgive people their sins, Christ offered himself as a sacrifice to God for our sins when he died on the cross. And the other thing the priest did, you remember, the priest then spoke to God for the children of Israel. And says the catechism then that our Lord Jesus Christ makes continual intercession for us. That means that Christ, now that he is resurrected and alive in heaven, he speaks all the time to God for us. Just as the old priest spoke to God for the children of Israel, our Lord Jesus Christ, our priest, he speaks to God for us. So Jesus, as the Word of God says, is our great high priest. He made a sacrifice of himself to forgive us our sins, and now he is alive in heaven forever, and he prays for us. He speaks to God for us, so that God might do us good. So remember, at Sinai, God is telling the children of Israel things. He's giving them his law, the Ten Commandments, the feasts, the house, the tabernacle, and what went on within the tabernacle. And everything, of course, to remind us of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now, trust, boys and girls, that as you learn these things, learn that the whole of the Bible really tells us about Jesus Christ. And when our faith is in Christ, then we are truly forgiven for all our sins.